Phil, we're talking Daniel Lurie being sworn in as San Francisco mayor. It's been 6 months. How's it going?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the goals he set for his first 6 months and part of his campaign was actually to add some 1,500 beds to the homeless program in San Francisco. And after 6 months and $40 million in raised money from private funds and help from the city to cut red tape, he hasn't come anywhere close to that. He's only put in about 400 beds, and most of those were already started with Mayor London Breed. So it would seem that that would be like people would be jumping on him and criticizing him. Rather than that, we're having homeless advocates are actually saying it's not the worst thing. And his decision to instead redirect the money and the efforts into existing programs and make them more effective is actually a good thing. And it's quiet at the Board of Supervisors as well. And that's sort of reflective of Lurie's first 6 months. I'm not going to say that they're grandstands, that there's been significant changes, but overall, people seem to feel like he's doing a basically good job on the ground, or at least trying, and giving off the new image of San Francisco as a much calmer place, and that's what people want.
Just briefly, fentanyl, business, and public safety. I'll get the thumbs up.
Well, I would say that public safety, we have crime as a 20-year low. We still have open-air drug dealing, however. The city's streets are cleaner. Unfortunately, the offices are still vacant. We have a 30% plus office vacancy rate. Retail, if you hop on the Powell Street cable car, which is a big tourist attraction, the first thing you're going to see all the way up to Union Square is, pretty much boarded up windows because the retail's gone. So he still faces challenges there. It's a different time. San Francisco has had a lot of glitz in its years, you know. When Gavin Newsom, in his first 6 months, he declared gay marriage legal in San Francisco and rocketed to the top of the national attention. Mayor Ed Lee was bringing the Warriors to town and the Twitter tax breaks in order to get the economy going. And London Breed was embroiled with fights with the Board of Supervisors. But it's been pretty calm sailing for Daniel Lurie. And I think for the city, that's the image they'd like to put out. He's trying. And that's about all they're asking of the guy. It's a different world.
Thanks as always, Phil Matera. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.